everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon, the show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who has had a, might sell his first car for the first time ever. I've never actually sold a car, so we're going to figure out how that goes. And we are joined, oh hi, it's me, it's Ben. And we are joined, as always, by a man who might be drunk. It's Noah!
You never can tell with me now, can you?
You never can tell, can you, kids?
I don't think so. I would be shocked if I am, but...
Hey, we talked about you being buzzed. It's not just your hair.
That's true. My hair is buzzed. My mic was buzzing. So why can't I be a little buzzed?
Everything related to Noah is buzzed, so I just gotta imagine that he's a little... He's a little buzzy, too.
My spirit animal is Buzz Lightyear.
That's not an animal.
It depends. I don't know. Do you really think he's a human? What's his story? I guess we'll find out. They're making a movie about that.
There was a whole like segment of the movie where it was like, you are a toy. And he's a toy.
Oh, yeah.
He's not an animal.
Well, animals
he's
can
not
be
a
toys.
Human.
There's a Venn diagram. Let me draw you a Venn diagram.
No. Toys can be animals. An animal can't be a toy. An animal can be a pet.
Yeah, you're right. You're totally right. I'm sorry. My apologies.
As you should be. I accept them, but don't let it happen again. Thank you all so much for tuning in. You can catch us on our website at noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
Or anywhere podcasts are available, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and coming to you live this week from the Beijing Olympics. If you go down the long ski jump thing, as the wind rustles through your hair, all you'll hear is the sultry sounds of our voices.
That's the thing you want to hear right before you jump off a cliff, is the sounds of Ben's and my voice just relaxing you, yeah. Whisking you into safety.
You're like in the zone, you're all zen, you're like focusing really hard on your ski jump, and you just start going down the hill, and she's like, hello, everybody! And you go flying off the edge.
We start talking about
the
anime.
Agony of defeat.
It's just wonderful. Yeah. But that's what you want to hear.
It is just wonderful. Speaking of wonderful, I'm sure you've all had a wonderful week, but I want to hear about Noah's wonderful week because I haven't seen or heard from Noah. I thought he was dead. I haven't seen him since like 2 weeks ago when we last did a podcast. So Noah, tell me about your wonderful life.
Man, that's true. We
had it in black and white.
It's and it's not a Christmas movie, apparently, because it released in the summertime or something.
Did it?
Yeah. Was that? I thought that was on the podcast we talked about that, but maybe it wasn't. It was someone else. Yeah. So It's a Wonderful Life, the classic Christmas movie. Yeah, look up when it released. It was not Christmas time. I want to say it was like summer or something.
January 7th?
Okay, so post-Christmas. Yeah, which kind of bucks the trend of like Christmas movies seem to release on Thanksgiving Day or like Thanksgiving weekend now. But It's a Wonderful Life.
It was 1947.
What's your point? They hadn't figured out movie schedules then?
No, I think I feel like we were a little bit preoccupied with other stuff in 19... Well, no, that would have been later. Never mind, I don't know why it came out so late.
Yeah.
What was going on in 1946?
Man, beats me. I know nothing about the 40s. I forget why we were talking about this initially. Oh, the week, the wonderful week. Yeah, it's been like 2 weeks since we've really talked because our usual thing that we see each other in person got canceled due to snow, and
it only snows on Wednesdays.
It only snows on Wednesdays when we're supposed to get together. That's true.
Yep,
that's happened like two out of the last 3 weeks. But yeah, last week. We were going to record, and then I just said, you know what? I got a wedding to go to, and that's more important.
Let me read the exact text I got from Noah.
I believe I said, Ben, there are things in my life more important than you. Goodbye.
No, I think... Hang on, let me find it, because I think what you did say before was... Oh, where is it? Maybe it was on Discord. I thought you had texted me and said, I'm pretty free next week. or something like that. And then I got a text from you on Saturday, like, I'm not free this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I looked at my calendar on Saturday and was like, I don't want to record a podcast this week.
Which is fair.
Yeah. We got some pushback from Brian Stanley, as we'll be hearing from him a little bit later. But yeah, it was good. Today was a nice, relaxing day. Kind of nice to catch up after a busy couple of weeks. And I got to hang out with the boys. I got to watch Shrek with the boys.
I'm not one of the boys.
Ben was not one of the boys, unfortunately, because we'll be hearing about what you've been doing. But Michael found out at one point that I had never seen the movie Shrek, like, in my life. I wasn't allowed to watch it growing
up. What?
Did you not know this either?
No, I didn't know this.
Yeah, I had never seen Shrek before. So Michael has been saying for quite a while, like, we need to remedy this. We need to watch Shrek. And he found out this week that Shrek is on Peacock. And he's like, dude, Saturday we're watching Shrek. So we got on Discord and he screen shared Shrek to me. And it was nice. We did it in like the public Discord channel. And Brian Stanley of the Journeys of Scientist podcast showed up about 5 minutes in. And he's like, hey, just wanted to pop in and say hi. And then he ended up staying and watching the entire movie with us. So he was in there for 2 hours, which was great. It was fun to watch a movie with him. And, you know, I think it was okay. I think it was pretty good. It's very clever. It's cleverly written. I definitely understand why I wasn't allowed to watch it. I think it was like more inappropriate than I expected it to be. Because I kind of thought it was one of those things like Pokemon where it's like really not that bad, but I just wasn't allowed to watch it. But yeah, there's some stuff in that movie that's pretty messed up.
It's a great movie.
But it was funny, yeah. It was a good movie, and we had a really good time watching it.
Are you going to watch Shrek 2?
Yeah, Shrek 2 is also on Peacock, so
what about Shrek 3?
We decided that after Shrek 2, we stop. I've heard Shrek 3.
What about Shrek 4?
Shrek 3 and Shrek 4, we've heard that's a no-go.
What about Shrek 5?
When Shrek 5 comes out, you know I'll be front and center. I'll be in the front row of the theater, craning
my neck.
The
absolute
upwards.
Worst seat. Shrek 5. When does Shrek 5 come out? If it will ever come out.
They still haven't announced. They've been, like, they teased it, I think, 2019. It was a while ago, and they still haven't announced. There's a Puss in Boots movie coming out.
There is. I'll just have to keep reading my Shrek fanfic until then.
Yeah, just have to imagine what Shrek 5 is going to be. Maybe we can put together like a Shrek 5 storyboard and try and get it kickstarted, do our own Shrek 5.
Do you think they announced it and then everyone was like, we're not going to write a script? Like they're like, we're going to make Shrek 5. And then they started talking to script writers and they're all like, no.
I'm not doing that.
I don't want to do that.
You just got to find, I mean, whoever did like the Land Before Times, they clearly had no problem running that into the ground. Like Land Before Time 16, I think, is what they're
Land
on
Land Before Time is like the best thing ever.
The first one.
Yep, that's my name. Yep.
Maybe the first six.
I had Land Before Time puppets.
What?
Yeah, I would wear them on my hand. As you do with puppets.
They weren't foot puppets? I don't know.
No, they weren't foot puppets.
Hands? That's cool.
No, yeah, you put it on your hand, and you're like, nah, and there was like the T-Rex and then the Brontosaur. Anyway, my week's been great. This starts immediately after we finished recording 2 weeks ago. Two weeks ago's podcast. The podcast from 2 weeks ago. Right when we finished recording that, maybe not right when we finished that, a couple hours after we finished recording that, I was playing video games on my bed, which is completely adjacent to my right, and I haven't actually told Noah this. I was sitting there, and I started hearing police sirens, and I was like, okay, that's fine. It's whatever. Police do their thing. They siren, and they just kept getting louder and louder and louder, and then I heard a car just race down our street and then make an immediate left turn because there's like a left turn right near our house, and just fly down that road. And then a police car came and chased it around that corner.
What?
And drove all the way down. And I was standing out my window watching this. And then like I heard the sirens go like down the street that's right there. And there's a cul-de-sac at the end of the street that they went down. Like it's a really long street and there's other cul-de-sacs and other outlets. And then the car that was being chased by the police came back around the corner and then sped down my street heading the way that it came, and then the police car followed it. So, if you remember, on an episode of our podcast, we talked about whether or not car chases still happen. They do.
Apparently they do, and they happen on Ben Street.
And they happen right outside my house.
Whoa.
And the most hilarious thing was, as I was watching this happen, I was like, gosh, I really hope they don't hit my car. And then a few days later, I crashed my car.
Oh, Ben. Welcome back to Ben's Car Corner. What's new in the world of Ben's car?
Can't go a month without talking about Ben's Car Corner, my nice new car that I had bought. I was driving it to work one day. I think it was a Thursday. Last Thursday. And it was snowing when I left the house, but it was like a nice little dusting. And as I was driving, it just started snowing so hard. Like, much harder than it had been the entire, like, rest of the morning. And it accumulated a bunch of snow. A bunch of what? A bunch of...
A bunch of what, Ben? Come on.
A bunch of what? I added Michael's... What Michael would have said if he was here. That's exactly what he would... A bunch of what?
He would.
It accumulated a bunch. And as I got to this one corner, and it... I kind of take back roads on my way to work just because that's the way I go every day. And it got really bad, and I was like, I should probably slow down going around this corner. Because I wasn't going fast. I was going like 25 miles an hour, which is under the speed limit. But I was still like, you know, it's snowing. I know this car doesn't do great in the snow. I'll slow down a little bit. So I like gently press on the brake, and my car just goes straight. And like I said, I was on a corner. I was going around a corner. My car's just going straight.
Your car should not be going straight at this point. It should be curving.
It should be curving around the curve. Yes, as my steering wheel has been turned. And I thought, that's not normal or good. And I look up. Well, not that I was looking down. But I look at where my car is now going as opposed to where it should have been going. And it's going directly for a lamppost. And I thought, don't want to hit that. There's some nice open field over here. I will do my best with the limited handling that my car has left to direct myself into the nice open field. I do that, avoid the lamppost, which is what I wanted to do. So good job, car, for helping me avoid the lamppost. Go into the open field, which apparently has a ditch in it, which I didn't realize. So my car jumps into the ditch and is now broken on the front. Took it to the auto repair shop after I got pulled out. Oh, this is the best part. I don't know if I told you this. Some lady in a Mercedes drove up. This was like 5 minutes after this happened. And she drives up. She rolls down her window and goes, "You're driving too fast." I'm like, first of all, I wasn't. Second of all, this happened like 5 minutes ago, so there's no way you saw me. And third of all, okay.
Not a, hey, do you need help? Just.
Uh-huh. And then her next, and then I was like, yeah, it's spun out. It's slick. And she's like, well, have a nice rest of your day. And then she drove off.
That's terrible.
Like, what the heck? And like, I understand, like, she wasn't in a position to help. Like, her car couldn't have pulled my car out. And I don't know, but like...
But still, man. Wow.
She didn't ask if I was okay. She's just... You drove too fast.
And she could even, like, give you a ride somewhere if you need... I don't know. I feel like at least offer, even if, you know, your Mercedes is incapable of towing your car out, like, either like, stop and ask for help, ask if you can help, or just don't stop at all and just pretend like...
Exactly.
You don't see the person.
I would have much preferred if she had just driven. Like, I appreciate stopping, because if I had been, like, bleeding out, I'm sure she would have. Maybe she wouldn't have. I don't know. But, like.
Good Samaritan situation here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the early.
So that
people
was funny.
That were not the good people.
No, yeah. She was the first one. And then somebody rolled down to make sure I was okay. And then I was, so they drove along. And then my supervisor from work came to see why I was late for work. No, I'm just kidding.
He like drove out on the roads like, Ben's not here.
So where is he? He's not at work yet. No, he was coming to pull me out, and but he didn't have the correct hook. And then someone drove up and was like, do you need help getting out? And I was like, maybe. And she was like, well, I'll send my husband. He has a giant Jeep, and he loves pulling people out of snow. Because there are definitely people who own giant four-wheel drive vehicles just for the sake of pulling
people
out of snow.
They're just waiting for their moment.
Yep. He lives for this sort of thing. So he showed up. He was at the gym. He was still wearing his nice floral gym shorts, and it was snowing still. And he pulled me out, so I was very appreciative. Took my car to a body repair shop, quoted me $3,600 to fix it.
Yay! So
instead, I spent, today actually, I spent $835 on some parts, and I'm going to fix it myself.
Whoa. What all did you need to replace? How involved is this going to be?
The front. I needed to replace the front.
The front of the car. Like the front fender, the hood, the grill.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, uh-huh. All of it. Okay.
No, not all of it. So the front bumper, and then that's so like what you see is like the front bumper is cracked, but like also like the thing that holds the radiator in place, that's cracked. Not like broken, but like it stripped some bolts and now it's kind of just wobbling around. So we're getting something to replace that. And then also the splash shields, which prevent water and grime and rocks and stuff from getting up into the mechanical components, that all, and like the engine and whatnot, that all needs to be replaced. So we also bought that stuff.
Man.
Yeah.
I just felt so bad for you when I got that text with the picture of your car in a ditch.
And then you told your sister. And then I got a text message from your sister.
She texted you? Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know why.
I want to know what you told her.
I think she was having a rough morning, too, with, like, work or something. And I was just like, hey, you think you're having a rough morning? At least, no, Ben is having a worse morning. I think that's what I said. But then I sent her to your GoFundMe that I'm setting up for you.
Oh, I appreciate it.
And it wasn't even like, it wasn't your $1,000 car that was a piece of garbage. Like, it was a good car. It was a good car for those, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? How long did you have it?
Yeah, something like that. Let's see, I'm trying to... Oh, and then I got a text. Okay. So I got a text from her on Thursday saying, what did she say? Yo, are you okay? Noah sent me a pic. Which, where'd you get a picture? And then, did I send you a picture? Oh, I sent you a video.
Yeah, you sent me the video and I screenshotted the picture.
And then on Wednesday, which was almost a week later, so completely unrelated, she texted me, don't slide your car into a ditch this morning, smiley face. Thank you, Lexi.
She's so kind. So kind.
She was the one in the Mercedes.
Yeah, she was the Mercedes girl. I knew it all along.
I knew it. But lest I have any, you think I don't have any other more fun car topics, I'm selling my other car. Yeah, that's right. I hadn't sold my other car yet. And I've never sold a car before. And I put it on Facebook Marketplace. And within 5 minutes, I got a Facebook message from somebody that said, is this still available? Call me. And then sent their phone number. And then I went and looked at their Facebook profile, and it says that their relationship status is, it's complicated. So I might have a date later.
Ben's got a date.
And that's all the information I have on cars.
You know, I was selling something on Facebook Marketplace this week, too. Actually, a bunch of stuff. I'm just clearing stuff out of our house. It's awesome. But I posted a desk that I was selling, and within like 30 seconds, I had a response of someone saying, "Hey, is this?" I should pull it up. Like, "Hey, is this still for sale?" And I was like, "Hi, Cheryl," or whatever her name was. "Sure, this is still for sale. You're welcome to come pick it up." And then she was like, "Okay, can you, or let's do this over text instead of Messenger." And I've had people say that before, so I was like, "Okay, that's fine, I guess. We can."
Don't do it, man.
And so I sent her my number, which, why did I do that? I don't know.
Why'd you do that?
So then immediately I get a text with a Google Voice, like 6-digit code to log in to Google Voice. And she's like, "Okay, I just sent you a code just to prove that you really are who you say you are. Can you send me that 6-digit code?"
Don't do it. Don't you do it.
So I tried to see like how long I could troll this person. Because clearly they were trying to like get into my Google account and get the like multi-factor authentication stuff.
Like the stuff that you used to do, which was reset someone's password. And then...
Yeah, that I might have done for a listener one time. Maybe. We don't know. Allegedly. It's all alleged. And so, yeah, I just like tried to steer her along for as long as possible and be like, "Well, this says it's from Google. Do you work for Google?" And I got like 10 thumbs up back, like the thumbs up emoji.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, you sent me that.
I was like, "Wow, that's a lot of thumbs ups." And they're like, "Just send the number." And it got like increasingly angry. Just like, "Just send the number. No one else. Send to me. Send to me now." I was like, "Okay, I'm going to back off from this now."
Yeah. So I listed my car for... Oh, I should read the listing out to see if anyone listening wants to buy my
Anybody
car.
Anybody want to buy a car?
Anyone want to buy a car? Let me read you the listing as soon as I find it. Did I text it to you? Yeah, I texted it to you. It says, "Hey there, friend. Glad you stopped by to check out my Ford Taurus. Let me tell you a bit about it. This 2007 Ford Taurus has less than 100,000 miles, is more comfortable than your couch, and is great in the snow despite being front-wheel drive. You can also expect around 22 miles per gallon between city and highway driving. That's all good, but with anything, there are a couple negatives. The windshield has a crack on the driver's side that has always been below my line of sight, but may be in the way for others. The car also has an electrical issue that causes it to randomly turn off. I think it's an alternator issue. My dad says it's a battery cable issue, and we argued about it so much that I just bought a new car. The car does run and will start back up after shutting down, which I'm sure is reassuring. I won't say the whole, with a little work, this could be a great car thing, but it sure could. Price is flexible." So I sent that, and that's the listing I put. And I got around 10 messages that said, "Are there any mechanical issues?" And then another 10 messages said, "Is the price flexible?" And I'm like, "You didn't read anything, did you?" Because I address all of that in the listing. I did get someone who was like, "What's the lowest you'll go?" Because I listed it for $1,650, which I've spent more than that on the brakes. And they're like, "What's the lowest you go?" And I said, $1,250. And they said, "I have 1,000 cash." And I said, "No, thank you." And then they said, "Okay, fine. I have $1,100 in cash." And I said, "No, thank you. $1,250 is the lowest I know. You did ask." And I did give you the answer. So my deepest apologies.
So if you want to buy a car, yeah. Do you get the noodles discount? Will you give a slight discount?
The noodles discount. It's listed at $1,650. I'll give it to you for $1,250.
What if, will you throw in a t-shirt? If you throw in a Noodles at Noon t-shirt, I might buy it.
If you do $1,265, I'll throw in a t-shirt.
Whoa, really? So you're giving me like $400 off and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, deal. I got a new car.
Sweet.
I got to go tell Jesse now.
I got a new car. I was going to say, wait till your wife hears. since my other car is broken, I've been driving this one around, and it's been, I've been reminiscing, because I did love that car. It's a good car.
Are you going to be sad to see it go?
Let me know. I am going to be so sad to see it go.
Man, the good old Ford. There's going to be one less Shoemate Ford Taurus in the world.
I know. Until I just buy another one for fun. Do we have any reviews or feedback?
You know, we do. We have one that we didn't air last week, and they were most upset about it.
We didn't air anything last week.
We didn't air anything, so that's our excuse.
We should have just uploaded the SpeakPipe as our podcast.
Yeah, just put that up. Like, this person's hosting this week. We have a message from The Return of an Icon. Ben, can you play this because you have a Windows computer that works?
Did you send it? Here it is. Okay. Let me open it up.
Hi, it's your hero, Brian Stanley. You obviously know me as the Noodles at Nudes world champion, where I dominated all other previous past guests that have appeared on Noodles at Noon. But you've probably been wondering what I've been up to since winning this glorious achievement that I have then cited in many important places like my CV or professional presentations I gave for my PhD committee. Well, life has been doing pretty well in the world of a winner. It's always warm where I am. It's definitely not snowed almost every day here in Michigan. The high has definitely not been, you know, 20. It is, you know, just glorious sunshine radiating from me and my inner warmth. I really had nowhere I was going with this. I guess I could have answered some question related to the SpeakPipe prompt that you gave earlier in the week, but that was several days ago and I totally forgot. All I remember was we talked about Ben being a beefcake, and I was a little jealous because I like to think of myself as the beefiest of cakes. But what can I say? We'll just have to let the fans decide on that. Looks like I have 5 seconds left, so why not just drag this out as usual? All right, goodbye.
He did take up the whole minute and 30 seconds that SpeakPipe gives you, didn't he?
I do like that. Yeah, we get other SpeakPipes that are, you know, 7 seconds, 20 seconds, but
yeah,
Brian Stanley, when I see the time is 1:30, I always know before I even click on it.
It's Brian
Stanley. It's Brian Stanley. Well, it sounds like we have our SpeakPipe question.
I'm glad it's always sunny where you are, Brian, and that it hasn't had a high or a temperature of 20 degrees in Michigan, because it's been like that a little bit recently in Fairbanks. So I'm happy that it's nice and balmy in Michigan, as it always is in Ann Arbor.
It's always sunny in Michigan. That's the TV show.
That's the TV show, and that must be true. I mean, he has sent proof that his CV and doctoral presentations, whatever, does contain the fact that he's either been on this podcast, it mentions that he's been on podcasts, and I think one of them did mention the award that he got, which wasn't, I don't think we gave him an award.
We never even sent him anything. We should send him something. He already has a t-shirt, though, so I don't know what more we could offer him.
Yeah, he has the only Noodles at Noon t-shirt in existence.
Yeah, man.
I don't even have one.
What can we do for the man that already has everything?
I don't know.
But we do have our SpeakPipe question for the week. Who's beefier? Is Ben the beefcake or is Brian the beefcake?
Yeah. I mean, you guys can see me right now flexing, big, strong. I don't know if you can see Brian flexing wherever he is. I don't think you could see Brian flexing if you were where he is. So let us know down below. Not down below, but leave a SpeakPipe at noodlespodcast.com.
And you can also, noodlespodcast.com, you can also put me in as a write-in if you feel so inclined.
I'm going to say, you did get a haircut, and I think you lost most of your body weight. So I
lost most of my hair, too. So not because of the haircut, though, just in general.
Just in general.
Oh, man, it's so bad. Anyway, moving on, Ben, do we have a...
It's okay, Jesse likes it.
Or I guess I have the game first. Do I have the game first? I have the game first. The first
game. You have
game.
The game first.
I don't know why
the first game of Christmas.
The first game. We're going to play two games this week, man. When was the last time that we played two games?
It's been like a year.
I think it's been the Christmas special.
It hasn't been since last year.
Rich, we can make that joke. It's February, okay?
Yeah, it's the joke is like old enough now that it's become new again since it's February.
Exactly.
Ben, we're going to play a brand new game. Very similar. It started out as a Lost in Translation game. I guess it could be a Lost in Translation game. This is a Lost in Translation game, so we'll call it Lost in Translation Silly Censorship Edition. And we're going to be talking about some hot button censorship issues. As you may know, movies get released in a lot of different territories, but what people get in a different country is not the exact same movie that we would get here in the U.S. Often they're severely altered or slightly altered. One instance that comes to mind is in Inside Out. There's a scene where the girl is eating broccoli and spitting it out because she hates broccoli. And they changed that to, I forget which vegetable, but they changed it to a different vegetable in Japan because most Japanese children really like broccoli. So it didn't make sense in the Japanese audience. Fun fact.
I think it was oranges.
Was it oranges?
I think it was oranges.
Yeah, just like something different. So movies always get changed, translated, censored. And we're going to be taking a look at some of the interesting ways that things have been censored or weird reasons why they were censored. So we'll start.
It was green peppers.
Oh, green peppers. That's right. So we'll start with Sweden, Finland, and Norway. Way, way north. In Sweden, Finland, and Norway, children were banned from viewing the sci-fi film E.T., the Extraterrestrial, because it portrays blank. Ben, why were these poor Nordic children not allowed to watch E.T.?
I think it's because at the end of the movie, spoilers, if you haven't seen this movie from the 90s, he takes off on a bike and flies through the air in front of the moon. And one of the most iconic images of that era of film, and even today. And I think those dang Norwegian and Icelandic and wherever else it was banned, they didn't want any kids getting the wrong idea about them being able to fly on their bike with some weird Play-Doh-y alien in your basket. So they didn't want to give any kids any ideas, so they decided to ban it. It was either that or M&M's. Oh, no, it was Reese's Pieces, not M&M's.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the subtext of people trying to boycott or ban M&M's now because they're not sexy enough.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's a good thought. I mean, we don't want children thinking they can fly up in the sky on their bikes. Like, that could lead to a lot of danger, a lot of failed stunts. However, the correct answer is children were banned from viewing E.T. because it portrays adults as enemies of children. And
but they are.
I have to admit, I haven't seen E.T. in a very, very long time. Last time I saw it, I cried when E.T. came on screen because he was scary, and I don't know that I finished the movie. This was, I think, last year when Jesse showed it to me. but
it was a double feature of that and La La Land.
Yeah, it was just too much. Just tears all over the place. would you say this is fair, Ben? Does it portray adults? They're trying to hide E.T. from the adults, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that like...
Because...
Would you fear showing this to your child?
Well, I don't... As a parent, I don't... I can't think of any, like, kid-centric movie where adults aren't the bad guy.
This was my thought. Exactly. There are a ton
like
of movies that way.
Or Everybody's Hero. Or Inside Out. Like, literally any of them. It's like...
Yeah, there are tons of movies featuring, like, starring children where they're, like, trying to hide something from the parents. Or, yeah, the parents are somewhat villainized. So I think it's kind of funny that they chose E.T. to, like, really take this out on. But I don't know. Who knows? Maybe they're in a bad mood that day and just decided, you know what?
Maybe.
Kids can't watch this garbage.
Maybe they were trying to cover something up. Maybe there's an alien in Finland.
It was a documentary the whole time. I knew it.
Documentary. That's why they didn't want kids to see it.
Well,
because it was too real.
Speaking of Shrek, in Israel, Shrek 2 was banned from cinemas thanks to the work of one man. David...
the script writer?
Essentially, yes. Yes. David Daor, a singer from the TV show Eurovision, filed a lawsuit against the film because blank. Why did this Eurovision singer file a lawsuit against Shrek 2 and get it completely banned from cinemas in Israel?
Well, I'm trying to remember if it's Shrek 2 or Shrek 1, but it ends with like a spoilers because you haven't seen this. It ends with like a giant musical number, and I think like the song and the blocking of the musical number at the very end of Shrek 2, which it may have been Shrek 2, could also be Shrek 1, was too similar to something that this man had done on Eurovision. And he was very against it and got it banned in Israel.
For ripping off his moves. Stealing the Eurovision stars' classic dance moves. The answer is the Hebrew translation of the film, Shrek 2, made a joke at his expense, essentially implying that he was a eunuch and he didn't like that. So... he made a big fuss about it. And really all I can think about this is Streisand effect much.
Oh, that's terrific. Because I imagine that joke or whatever at his expense isn't in the American version.
Yeah, I don't think so. Because we don't know what Eurovision just changed, is.
We don't know what a eunuch is. So they... They just wrote a specific joke at his expense just for the Israeli translation.
Because of that translation script writer was like, you know, it'd be really funny. I hate that guy.
I hate that guy. I didn't vote for him in Eurovision last year and he won anyway, so gotta call him a eunuch.
But it worked. Like, it got the movies removed until they were able to edit out that part of the movie. So he got it wiped from that thing. But I just imagine the publicity that this story got far eclipsed the, like, if he had not mentioned it at all.
Yeah.
But anyway, moving on to question three. Have you ever seen Pulp Fiction, Ben?
No. I know it includes the line, "What's in the box?"
Does it?
Right?
Does it? I've seen that movie. I have seen...
The very end, they're standing over a box with a gun, and he's like, "What's in the box?"
Oh, no, no, no. That's,
Is that Fight Club?
That's, Seven.
It's Pulp Fiction.
Seven. Well, they do it in What's in the Box, too. Or what was in the briefcase?
Oh.
In Pulp Fiction.
In the... Okay.
I think you're thinking of Seven.
It's got Samuel L. Jackson in it.
But anyway, Pulp Fiction is a movie. You don't need to know anything about it, too much about it. But when Pulp Fiction was released to the Lebanese market, the censors received great backlash for doing this to the film, essentially ruining the director, Quentin Tarantino's, original vision for the film. So what did these censors do to the film Pulp Fiction to essentially ruin it?
What country was this?
Lebanon.
Hmm. They completely removed John Travolta. Just edited him out. Any scene that he's standing there
holding a coat,
holding a coat, looking around a field, there's just a black box over John Travolta. Any scene that's just him, cut completely out.
That's why the Lebanese people don't understand the meme of John Travolta standing around by himself, because they don't know who that guy is.
They don't know who Adel Dazeem is either.
They missed out on so much cultural knowledge.
They missed out.
Well, the answer is the Lebanese censors that re-edited the film
reordered the film to put it in chronological order. So, for those that have seen Pulp Fiction, the second half of the movie essentially happens before the first half, or in the middle of the first half. I can't remember. It's very confusing. Some people die like halfway through the film, but then they're in the rest of the film because it's like a flashback. It's very weird how the movie is structured, but it's also the way it was meant to be structured. So there's some debate over this, and there's a whole story about this that's really interesting. But apparently, some people claim that they just thought they had the reels mixed up, that like when the reels came in, they're like, oh, this is out of order, we got to fix it. So they re-edited it to put it in chronological order. There's also a theory that they did this on purpose just because it was confusing and they wanted to make it make more sense and flow better. But apparently, the Lebanese, like whoever is in charge of like censorship and translation for Lebanese films, they have a habit of doing this with a lot of films where they'll just re-edit the movie like and make big sweeping changes to the film. And it got so out of hand that in 2016, a delegate from the Motion Picture Association actually flew out to Lebanon to ask them to stop because they kept butchering all the movies they were sending.
Could it have been an email?
I think they tried.
Did he have to fly out
there?
They
tried the emails, and it wasn't working, so they're like, look, we got to go out here.
Look,
stop.
I'm here. Stop.
We're sending you the movies the correct way.
I can see the person in the back editing it. Stop.
I see you with that knife just cutting the reels apart. Don't do it.
Don't do it anymore. Just stop. That's hilarious.
But yeah, I read this article about it and thought it was just hilarious that apparently this is a thing that they were doing. And I it didn't say if it's gotten better, if they've gotten out of this habit, or if this is still a problem. Well, Ben, you're 0-3, but you know this is a silly game, so we'll give you 1,000,000 points if you can get this last one.
Okay.
There's a lot to censor in your average James Bond film, but this? British Airways got caught removing blank from the Bond film Casino Royale, seemingly doing so out of spite. So on the British Airways version of the film Casino Royale that you can watch when you're flying on a British Airways plane, what did they remove from the movie?
I think they removed any other like exterior shots of airplanes that might be owned by a different brand, or not brand, but a different aviation company. So if it was like US Airways or Southwest or Air Alaska or something, they just edited them out, and only British Airways.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
You get 1,000,000 points. Yeah, that's essentially correct. There, initially, British Airways planes were going to appear in the film, but the deal fell through, and the deal ended up being given to Virgin Atlantic planes, a rival of British Airways. So you see some Virgin planes throughout the movie, and you also see Richard Branson, who is the owner of Virgin and like a multi-billionaire guy. He went to space recently. But they airbrushed out all the logos of the Virgin planes and removed Richard Branson's cameo from the film. Seemingly nice. Out of spite. Just like, we lost this deal. I just want to know how that went down, where, like, if that was a CEO calling to the guy who, like, formats the movies for the planes, like,
well,
look, man.
I can't imagine that they have, like, a resident person who edits all of those films anyway.
They probably hired somebody. They probably hired somebody like you.
Yeah, I know.
Freelance video guy. Like, look, we need you to take this James Bond movie and remove all the planes.
It's like there's some intern who edits all of their like social media videos. It's like, this one comes directly from the top. We need you to watch this James Bond movie and airbrush out all of Richard Branson.
All because of a petty vendetta between Richard Branson and the CEO of British Airways.
How did Richard Branson take it?
You know, I don't know. I think he probably was too busy with his money to really care.
Fair. He could have been shaken, but not stirred.
Not stirred.
That was a
James Bond joke. That was good. Well, Ben, you win
I'd
the game.
I've been sitting on that one for a while.
You win.
I win the game because I had a million
A
points.
Million out of four, which is a pretty good track record.
It's pretty legendary.
But that's not the only game we have today, is it?
That's not, because we have two games. As some of you may know, there is a certain football game coming up later this week. Whether you watch it or not, that doesn't matter to me, because we're not going to talk about that gosh darn diddly stupid expensive football game. We're going to talk about something much better, much more exciting, and much cuter. We're going to talk about the Puppy Bowl. That's right, the Puppy Bowl. If you've never watched Animal Planet's Puppy Bowl, it's basically dogs on your screen for 30 minutes and commentators pretending that they're doing something important, or not important, for that matter, like playing football. They apply their commentary, and you just get a look at a bunch of really cute shelter dogs for like a half-hour program. Aww. And what could possibly be better than that? It's the Puppy Bowl. So I put together five trivia questions for Noah to answer about the Puppy Bowl. Noah, are you ready?
Dude, I'm so ready. I love me a puppy. Put it in a bowl, it's even better.
A bowl of puppies.
A bowl of puppies. This is exactly what I want.
Well, question number one, and these are multiple choice. What long-running... when I put this game together, I didn't indicate which was the correct answer on the multiple choice, so I hope I remember.
I hope you do. Do we need to fact-check you?
Nah, I think I remember. What long-running holiday program inspired the Puppy Bowl? Was it A, Charlie Brown's Christmas, B, the Yule Log Channel, C, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, or D, Fox News?
The long-running... What did you say?
What long-running holiday program
Fox
inspired
News
the Puppy
is my
Bowl?
Favorite long-running holiday
A.
program. okay.
A, Charlie Brown's Christmas. B, the Yule Log Channel. C, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Or D, Fox News.
Well, none of these make any sense to me, except for maybe the Grinch Stole Christmas. And I can't give you a reason for why that one makes any more sense than the others, but in my head it does.
He has a dog.
It's got a dog in it. Yeah, yeah. I guess
so does
Charlie Brown.
So does Charlie
Brown's
Christmas.
Yeah, but that's not a real dog, man. That doesn't count. Yeah, let's go.
No. not the Jim Carrey How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the animated one.
Yeah, that's
which
not,
is
I,
also not a real dog.
I'm saying Snoopy is not a that's not a dog. That's some
Neither is Max. Do I have to break this to you, bud? Max isn't a real dog.
Okay, let's
Max is a fictional character.
Well, yeah, I know. I'm just saying Snoopy does not carry himself like a canine. He carries himself like a human.
Because he's
a
famous fighter pilot.
Right.
He took down the Red Baron, boy.
I know. I have that video game, and it's awesome. I'm going Grinch. I think Grinch makes sense to me.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Well, you are incorrect. Oh. The correct answer is B, the Yule Log Channel. Nothing but calm, relaxing music for 30 minutes on your screen. Inspired nothing but cute dogs for 30 minutes being on your screen.
So somebody was just staring at the Yule Log Channel like, you know what would be awesome? So this had puppies
this,
in this fire.
But dogs. And they're playing football. So you're 0 for 1, but moving on to question number 2. When is the Puppy Bowl filmed? It might strike you odd, but the Puppy Bowl is not live. So is the Puppy Bowl filmed the day of, the week of, the month of, or October?
This is interesting. I feel like, because you got to have time to edit, you got to airbrush out all the poops. You have mm-hmm. to, but everyone, like the dogs have to sign NDAs, so you can't talk about like who won and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think October. I think it's like well before you would think it is.
You're actually voting in favor of the joke answer, which is always D.
Wait, really?
Well, the last time it was Fox News.
I mean, October feels realistic to me for a late November. Oh, no. This is super...
This airs on the same day as the big game.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the Thanksgiving one. Okay.
No. So the day of the Puppy Bowl, the week of the Puppy Bowl, the month of the Puppy Bowl, or October?
I'll say the week of. I'm changing my direction here drastically.
The week of. The correct answer is D, October.
You mean man. You scoundrel.
It's okay. The next one's worth a million points. yeah, it's filmed in October.
Man, should have stuck with my gut. It was like you wouldn't let me pick the correct answer. All right, I'm ignoring you next time, and now we're going to sweep these questions from here on out.
Okay. Question number three. How many puppies are represented during the Puppy Bowl? Is it A, 106, two full 53-man band's best friend rosters? Gosh, I wrote that question or that answer weird. Is it B, 22, two teams of 11, an offense and a defense? Is it C, 93, a completely arbitrary number? Or D, they are wolves in puppies' clothing?
D. I don't understand it, but
D.
I will not be tricked again. No,
there are wolves in puppies' clothing.
I think it's B. I think it's offense and defense numbers.
So 22, so two teams of 11?
Correct.
The correct answer is C, 93.
That's a lot of puppies.
This is taken from the 2019 Puppy Bowl. There were 93 puppies represented from over 50 different shelters.
Whoa. How did they not, like, have an all-out brawl?
Because it's fun.
I just feel like some of those puppies have to get kind of upset about what's going on. Man, like if you put my dog in a room with 92 other dogs, that would be a very bad thing.
Well, this isn't one of the questions I included, but this is on the list of puppy bowl facts that I was using. Just how does the production team manage to get all of those adorable close-ups? Or how do they manage the dogs? Peanut butter. That's how.
That makes sense. I mean, you can't go wrong with peanut butter. All dogs love it.
Yep, all dogs love it. Okay, well, you got that one wrong. So moving on to question number four. Which of these is cause for disqualification from the Puppy Bowl? That's right, dogs can be disqualified just like humans. Is it A, being lazy, B, being hyper, C, being old, or D, being cats, dumb cats?
I think you would be disqualified if it came out that a dog was a cat. I think they'd be disqualified, so I think that answer is correct.
It's 2022, bro.
I feel like I can argue a case for D being a correct answer, even if it's not the answer you meant it to be. He's shaking his head. No. So
you can't make that case.
Okay. So we're writing D off the table. I would think hyper. I think no. I'm gonna say lazy. If you're too lazy, you don't make for good TV. Which is why I don't make for good TV.
That's why it makes for good podcast. The correct answer is A, being too lazy.
Yes.
You can be disqualified for being too lazy at the Puppy Bowl. Final question. You've gotten one out of four, but this is worth 8 billion
yes.
points. That's the same cost of a Super Bowl ad. The Puppy Bowl is not the only animal-related bowl. Which competitor now exists? A competitor to the Puppy Bowl. Is it A, the Discovery Channel Sloth Bowl? B, the Nick at Night's Imaginary Friends Bowl? C, the Hallmark's Kitten Bowl? Or D, the Fox News and MSNBC Elephants versus Donkeys Bowl simulcast?
I would put my money on the elephants.
Me too.
Not to get political.
Them
I don't mean
be
that
scrappy,
to be
though.
Political. I just think money on the elephants would be a wise idea. I think the Hallmark Kitten Bowl, is that what you said?
Yeah.
That's something I would watch for sure. I think the Sloth Bowl is going to be too slow. I forgot the other answer. So I think
the Nick at Night's Imaginary Friends Bowl.
That's almost weird enough to be true. That's my backup answer. But no, I'm going Kitten Bowl. That's gotta be a real thing.
The correct answer is C, the Hallmark Kitten Bowl. So you end with 8 billion and 1 point. As I was reading these questions, I realized I made a mistake. And that mistake was I based the Imaginary Friends Bowl off of Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, which was on Cartoon Network and not Nick at Night. And now I feel stupid.
I wouldn't have known either, so that didn't help me, unfortunately. So
my childhood is now meaningless because I got that wrong.
Know your cartoons,
I apologize,
bro,
to all of the Cartoon Network representatives that listen to our show.
Yeah, they're out there.
And bring back Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends.
Man, we did well on the games this week. We both just crushed these games.
I got 1 million points. You got 8 billion and 1 points, so... Got
to get that one in there. That one is important.
Got to get that one in there. Of course, with the big game coming up this week, who are you betting on to win? Do you know which teams are in?
The Bengals are in it, right?
Yep.
And then the team that beat the Chiefs.
That was the Bengals.
Okay. they're playing themselves. Man, that almost never happens. That's cool.
The Bengals versus the Bengals.
It's gonna be a banging good time.
Yeah.
I don't know who the other team is.
Well, I'm gonna place a bet on FanDuel, and if you don't, you have to tell me which team you think is gonna win.
Is this my money that's being bet?
No, it's my money.
I gave you my bank.
Well, no, I'm gonna bet your cut of our merchandise sales.
Okay, that's fine. Bengals. I'll bet Bengals because I know they're in it.
Because you don't know the other team. It's Bengals versus Rams.
Oh, that's right.
Speakpipe question of the week. Who do you think is going to win? Bengals? Rams? Apart from our other speakpipe question of who's a beefcake, me or Brian. Because that one's obviously me. I go to the gym, boy.
All right. Favorite football team and favorite podcast host. Or beefiest podcast host.
Beefiest podcast does, which football team's going to win. Thank you all so much for listening. Congratulations to Noah on getting 8 billion and 1 points. That's the most points anyone has ever won during a game of Noodles or an episode of Noodles at Noon. So congratulations on that. I think that puts you squarely in the lead for most points overall.
In the history of the podcast.
Because we're definitely keeping track of that.
That would be awesome.
And congratulations to me on getting 1 million points. And congratulations to you guys because we're all winners here. So thank you all so much for listening. Noah, do you have anything you would like to add?
Your task is not to seek for love, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it.
I think you thought that was going to be a lot cooler than it was.
Goodbye, everybody.